Carrying handmade signs, pushing strollers, and playing drums, Granite Staters gathered in cities and towns across the state today to demand political action on climate change. They joined protesters around the world in a coordinated effort to kick off a week of climate activism tied to a major conference in New York next week. NHPR reporters were there. Jordan Haim followed protesters in Portsmouth this morning.
It was a perfect fall day at the Portsmouth piers as groups of high schoolers marched together toward Prescott Park. They had a clear message delivered through a familiar chant.
Hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey!
Leading that march was 17-year-old Erin Marsden of Portsmouth High, clad head to toe in single-use plastic shopping bags.
So I'm actually wearing the amount of plastic bags a person uses in a year.
Wow, how many is that?
I'm not entirely sure. It's a lot.
Most students who attended the strike, like Marsden, were high school age or younger, too young to vote. But they called on national leaders to support large structural action on climate change through policies like the Green New Deal.
I think that it's unacceptable that the youth of our generation needs to be skipping school to fight to be able to have an actual future. But it's important for us to do it at our day and age.
Organizers said local leaders were letting them down, too. Governor Chris Sununu vetoed a number of clean energy bills, among the more than 50 bills he vetoed this year. And protesters had a chant for that, too.
Vote Sununu out!
For NHPR News, I'm Jordan Haim.
And I'm Annie Ropeek. In Plymouth, hundreds of students, families, and activists packed the town common for their climate strike, singing their own protest songs and chanting demands for change.
We are unstoppable!
The warm weather felt a little strange to people in Plymouth, who say September used to be cooler. It underscored the message of many who spoke at the rally. Some were high schoolers from local private schools, like Holderness School senior Malin Alusik-Bingham, who recounted a nightmare she'd recently had about rising seas.
The climate strike should feel like a call to action. Leave here with a plan to educate the world on climate change. Spread the word that our world is dying, and make everyone feel as we do, panicked.
Behind the protest stage, parents Aaron Krangle and Aaron Rideout watched their young kids play under a tree. Krangle says it's hard to talk about climate change without scaring her kids, especially since she's scared for them.
I worry that they won't have an earth that will sustain life.
Asked what immediate changes they hope to see after these global climate protests, Krangle and Rideout had different ideas.
I think it needs to come on a political level. I think it needs to be top down because we can make all the small changes we want in how we operate our households, but until we aren't burning fossil fuels the way we do, nothing's going to change.
I think too, though, like if we teach our kids what's happening next, when our kids are the politicians, this won't happen. You know what I mean? Like I think the small changes are important too.
Other protesters say there's one big change they want to push for locally, ending the burning of coal and oil at Merrimack Station Power Plant in Bow. It's the largest coal plant left in New England. Activists are planning a rally and some civil disobedience there for next weekend. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.